So let's begin by finding a posture that's right for you. You can find a place to lie down, a place that's firm but comfortable and supports wakefulness. Some other options would include sitting in a chair or the astronaut position. In the astronaut position, the back is on the floor and the legs are bent with the feet resting on the chair or on another supportive surface. There may also be other variations depending on what feels appropriate for your body. It's not the posture you're in, but rather your attention and sincerity to the practice that are most important. And now let's take a moment to settle into this spot. This could be the first time that you've stopped all day with intention. And then as you feel ready, bringing the awareness to the breath. Perhaps noting each in-breath and each out-breath. You might even be aware of how the body feels as you're breathing. The breath can tell us so much about how the body is. Is the breath tight and tense? Or is it deeper and more full coming from the belly? Nothing to change here, but just an awareness of how we are, how the body is. This direct experience of breathing. You may even want to place the hands on the belly, bringing attention to the ebb and the flow of breathing, the rising and the falling of the belly. We'll be shifting our focus in just a moment to the body scan. But just as a reminder, keeping in mind that you're not trying to change anything. Rather, noticing how the body is, and perhaps inviting an investigative quality. During the body scan, we'll be putting off problem solving and other states of striving mind. We'll begin to turn inward to what's happening in the body from moment to moment. Thoughts may arise as you do the body scan, and knowing this is so much the nature of the mind. There's no need to turn that off. We'll simply note the thoughts that are arising, acknowledge them as much as possible, letting them be, and then directing our attention right back into the direct experience of the body. Knowing also there are so many different physical sensations that may arise. Heat or coolness, tightness, tension, tingling. There might also be no sensation at all. We're simply being present to the body just as it is. And for some of us, we may not have all the parts that we were born with. And for some of us, we might have additional parts. Just being with each area of the body from moment to moment. So now, bringing attention to the body as we're lying here on the floor. And it might be helpful to bring your attention and awareness to a point of contact. If you've chosen another position, like sitting in a chair or the astronaut position, and also in the lying position, there might be this awareness of the left heel. The physical sensation of contact with the heel on the ground beneath you. And we'll move from that left heel up into the left big toe. And then into all of the other toes of the left foot. Perhaps even noting the space between the toes. And then we'll begin to move our awareness into the ball of the left foot. The base and the arch of the left foot. The heel. And then gently bringing the attention around to the top of the left foot. Maybe noticing, is there a difference between the bottom of the foot and the top of the foot? And then we'll bring our attention to the entire left foot. And as you feel ready, we'll move our attention into the left ankle. This joint, this part of the body for so many of us that allows the possibility of movement. And maybe also bringing attention to the Achilles tendon. Keeping in mind that for so many people, there might be no sensation at all, or a sensation of neutrality. Whatever arises, there's no need for things to be any particular way. And from here, we'll begin to bring our attention to the lower left leg, the part of our leg between the ankle and the knee, the back of the left leg. Here again, where you might feel the contact with the ground beneath you, We might even have a sensation of the clothing surrounding this part of the body, if it's there. And then bringing our attention to the sides of the lower left leg. And then around to the top of the lower left leg. Here again, perhaps noting, is there a difference between the back of the leg and the top of the leg? Bringing curiosity to this part of the body. And then moving the attention up into the back of the left knee. The sides of the knee. The top of the knee and the kneecap. Here again, this joint, this part of the body that offers the possibility of movement. And as we move throughout the body scan, if there's a part of your body that's calling out your attention, a particular area of pain or discomfort, knowing that it's just fine to bring the attention and a focus there until you're ready to come back into the guided sequence of the body scan. From here, we'll move our attention into the upper left leg, into the back of the upper left leg, here again where you might notice the contact with the ground beneath you, the sides of the upper left leg, and around to the top of the upper left leg. Here you might have an awareness of the hand if it's resting on this part of the body. And perhaps now is a good point to just check in. Notice if the mind is still in the body scan or if it's drifted off to some other place. And there's no need to give ourselves a hard time when the mind drifts off. This is the nature of the mind. And each time you notice that you're gone, you're already back. So just bringing the attention right back to the direct experience of the body scan. And then including the left buttocks and hip flexor. And then we'll bring our attention starting at the top of the left hip and extending all the way down through the left leg, through the left foot and the left toes, having an awareness of the entire left leg. And then as you feel ready, we'll begin to shift our attention into the right big toe. And into all of the other toes of the right foot. And here's a place where you might bring the attention even to the space between the toes, if it's possible. Exploring the range of sensations that might be available to you from moment to moment. And then bringing attention to the ball of the right foot. The base of the right foot and the arch of the right foot. The heel of the right foot. Here again, where you might notice the physical sensation of contact. Again, so many different physical sensations that might be present. Moisture, hardness, temperature, whatever's here for you. And then bringing the attention around to the top of the right foot. And then bringing our awareness to the entire right foot. A direct experience with this part of the body. And then bringing the attention into the right ankle, the right Achilles tendon, and then moving the attention into the area of the lower right leg, the part of the leg between the ankle and the knee, the back of the right leg, the sides of the lower right leg. And the top of the lower right leg. Awake, alert, fully present. From here, we'll move our attention into the back of the right knee. The sides of the right knee. The top of the right knee and the right kneecap. And knowing that as we move throughout the body scan, that different thoughts or emotions might come up around different parts of the body. And we'll work with this in a very similar way as we do with thoughts that are arising. If strong emotions come up, noticing that the emotions are there, and at this point not moving into the emotion or pushing away from it, just having an awareness that it's there. As much as we can, allowing that to be, and then bringing our attention back to the direct experience of the body scan. And then bringing attention into the upper right leg, the part of our leg between the knee and the hip flexor, the back of the upper right leg. Here again, there might be the physical sensation of contact if you're lying on the ground or sitting in a chair. Maybe even having an awareness of gravity. That's helping us stay in this position. And moving the attention to the sides of the upper right leg. And then around to the top of the upper right leg. And then expanding the awareness into the right buttocks and hip flexor. Here again, you might be aware of pressure or contact, but keeping in mind there's no specific way to be. Holding an awareness the way things are now for you, from moment to moment. And then we'll bring our attention from the top of the hip on the right side, all the way down through the right leg, the right foot, the right toes, holding in awareness the entire right leg. And then we'll begin now to shift our attention away from the legs and moving up into the pelvic bowl. This part of our body holds our systems of elimination and reproduction. Bring in awareness to this part of the body. And perhaps here again, checking in, noticing if the mind is still with the body scan or if it's gone into future thinking or past thoughts. No need to give yourself a hard time, but just gently, firmly coming right back to the body scan, the direct experience of the body in this moment. And then we'll begin to bring the attention up into the lower back. And if you're sitting in a chair, you might have an awareness of the muscles that are working to hold you up, or an awareness of the bones and the vertebrae in this part of the body. And if you're lying down, you might even notice if there are muscles that don't need to be holding you up, if there's areas in the body that we can allow some rest. And then bringing the attention up into the mid-back. Here again, a part of our body with so many muscles that work to hold us up, and the vertebrae. Seeing if it's possible to bring curiosity and investigative quality to any sensations that might be present in this part of the body. You might even have the awareness of the gentle undulation of breathing in the lower rib cage. And then we'll bring our awareness around to the belly. The belly is a part of our body that holds so many vital systems and organs. A part of our body where we might be much more in touch with physical sensations. We have the awareness of hunger or when we're not feeling well. There might also be the physical sensation of breathing as the belly expands and contracts. The ebb and the flow of each breath. Aware of what's here for you. How's the belly? And then we'll bring our attention up into the rib cage and the chest. Here again, a part of our body that holds so many vital systems and organs, our circulatory system and our respiratory system. And it's a part of our body, again, where you might be in contact with the physical sensation of breathing. And from here, let's begin to wrap around to the upper back. This can be a part of the body for many people where there's so much tension and tightness held. Also, depending on the type of job we have, there can be just muscular tension and fatigue from sitting at a desk or typing, driving. And so just checking in, what's the upper back like for you? Nothing to change. There's no need for things to be different. Just having an awareness of how things are. Just as a different way to know ourselves. And then expanding the awareness to include the entire torso. We've scanned through all of the individual parts of the torso and bringing the attention right back to the entire torso. And then moving the attention up into the left shoulder. A place for many of us that we might experience a lot of movement. The shoulder joint. The top of the shoulder, the sides of the shoulder. You might notice, what's the quality of the shoulder? Are they tight and tense at all, or are they relaxed? What's the quality of the part of the body that we're bringing our focus to? And then bringing the attention into the upper left arm, the bicep and the tricep. There might be the sensation of contact or clothing. Maybe even the sensation of this part of the arm being near the torso, that contact. And then bringing the attention into the left elbow. Here again, this joint, a place in the body that offers the possibility of movement, of mobility. And then bringing awareness into the lower left arm, the top and the bottom, the sides. And perhaps here again, just checking in, noticing the activity of the mind. If you need to, coming right back to the body scan, if the mind's been somewhere else. And perhaps remembering, this is the practice of 1,000 beginnings. As many times as we bring the mind back, it's just fine. Each time you know you're gone, you're back. And bringing attention into the left wrist, the palm of the left hand, the top of the left hand, and all of the fingers of the left hand. And then let's expand the awareness, starting at the top of the left shoulder all the way down through the upper arm, elbow, lower arm, the hand, and the fingers. Having an awareness of the entire left arm. And then we'll gently bring the attention over into the right shoulder. And here you might notice, is there a difference between the left and the right shoulder? What are the qualities of the right shoulder? Is there any sensation here to be felt, to be experienced? and knowing that, again, no sensation at all is just fine too. What is it like to have no sensation? Can we bring curiosity to that as well? And then moving the attention into the upper right arm, the bicep, and the tricep. Bringing attention into the right elbow. And then down into the lower right arm, the top and the bottom and the sides. The right wrist. The palm of the right hand. The top of the right hand. And all of the fingers of the right hand. And then expanding the awareness from the top of the right shoulder down through the upper right arm, elbow, lower right arm, wrist, the hand, and the fingers. Experiencing the entire right arm. And then let's begin to bring the awareness into the back of the neck. If you're sitting, you might be aware of everything it takes to hold the head up. And if you're lying on the ground, perhaps noticing what doesn't need to be held. And then bringing the attention around to the throat, where you might notice the inhalation and exhalation of breathing. And then moving up into the jaw. What's the jaw like? Is it clenched and tight or loose and relaxed? Bringing awareness into the chin. The lips, where you might notice the contact of the lips touching each other. And bringing attention to the cheeks. So many different muscles in this part of the body that help us show the world how we feel, or in some cases hide it from the world. Bringing attention to the ears. Maybe even noting, is there sound that you're receiving at this moment? Bringing attention to the nose. Here you might notice the breath as it enters the body. And as it leaves the body. And bringing awareness to the eyes. The temples. The forehead. The top of the head, the sides of the head, the back of the head. And while we've scanned all the individual parts of the body, remembering that the body is complete. And so knowing that the back of the head, the top of the head, sides of the head, the face are connected to the neck and throat, the shoulders, upper arms, elbows, lower arms, the wrists, the hands, the fingers, the upper back, the chest, the mid back, the belly, the lower back, the pelvic bowl, the buttocks and hip flexors, upper legs, knees, lower legs, ankles, the feet, the toes. And so bringing the attention back to the body in its entirety. The body complete exactly as it is in this moment. Complete exactly as you are in this moment. And perhaps now taking a moment to congratulate yourself for taking the time to see yourself clearly without judgment and acknowledging your essential wholeness, the fact that you are already complete in this moment. And maybe taking a moment to reflect that you're always capable of tapping into this state now that you're aware it exists inside of you, and it always will. It's simply a matter of awareness and turning inward. May you have peace and ease.